Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. I have with me on the phone, apparently I'm going to have to ream him out a little bit, because he apparently forgot that he had this incredibly important... This is a man who spends his life loving dachshunds, and he forgets he has a radio interview, but I'm happy to have him. Adrian Milton, welcome to the Daverhood.
Thank you very much, Dave. Glad to be here.
Well, very, very glad to have you on the show. How did it go yesterday? Yesterday was the dachshunds...
The weather was perfect, and we had a...
Mm-hmm.
Big as usual, but about 220 dachshunds, I would say.
Oh, that is a little smaller than usual.
Yeah, often we'll have 300 or 400 on a good day like that. I think a lot of people fled town because of the good weather, and it had been bad for so long. But fun was had by all, and I saw some...
I'm going to need you to speak up just a little bit, please.
Oh, all right. Well, I just saw some little dogs that I would have loved to have brought home, but one is the limit for me.
You have one. Do you have an apartment? Is that the...
Yes, we live in the city, but when we go out to buy in the summers, our yard is fenced in so he can run around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many dachshunds do you have?
Just two. We've got one short, smooth... Oh,
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
No, I don't want to make...
If you need help, hang up and then dial your office.
There we go. Now try. Let's try that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, much better. Okay. I don't want to make a call. Yeah.
Well, and what are your dachshunds' names?
Our dachshunds are Murray and Oofty Goofed. Murray is the smooth, short-haired, red-haired dog, and then Oofty Goofed is a salt and pepper, wire-haired, and they're just adorable. Murray's about five, and Oofty's 4.5.
Well, one of the, of course, as you know, the main characteristics of dachshunds is their...
I'm going to have to ask you to yell.
Okay, one of the main characteristics of dachshunds, of course, is that they're very affectionate, and they're known for that. They almost want to be treated like little babies. Do you find your dogs are like that?
Oh, yes. One of our, I mean, that's the difference. Murray, as I was saying before, is a lap dog still. I mean, you'll especially with my wife, and to some extent me, he will crawl up to her lap, sit on it. In fact, when we got him from the pet store, they said his name at that point was Laptop, because that's what he would do, just curl up on the lap. With me, he just wants to lick. He wants to go up
under the covers at night?
Actually, we keep them in the kitchen.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, when we're in the den, they come in the den with us, but they're downstairs dogs, just to ward off allergies, and it's enough that they're only semi-trained.
So ours is completely housebroken, and he would howl if we tried to keep him out of bed.
Aww.
And then, of course, he crawls right under the covers, and he's a very lazy dog because he doesn't get up till about 10:30 or 11 in the morning. And we'll often make the bed with him in it. And then when he comes back up, he gets his energy at night. Like right now, he's sniffing around. Unfortunately, we've had a mouse or two come into the house in the graveyard next door, and that's driving him crazy, and he can't wait to get it.
Well, can you do it like a cat, or do you really need a cat to...
Well, he has gotten one mouse here in the apartment, and he killed a rat in Florida. And he's only 10.5 pounds, so, you know, they're very brave. They're considered the bravest of all dogs.
Aww.
They were bred to be independent thinkers, to go down in holes and kill badgers.
Yeah, huh?
So, you know, badgers are pretty fierce animals, so you've got to be pretty brave to you know, go after them.
How old is your dog?
Our dog is 5.5 years old. He's a black and tan smooth.
Aww.
His name is Waldo. He's quite beautiful, actually. Our last dog was a very black and tan smooth, too. Not quite as attractive, but a little more of a character. He was a watchdog, and he did not like people who wore loud clothing,
mm-hmm.
or made noise. He would go crazy if someone was drunk on the street. He'd bark and growl at them. We called him a German dog. He wanted everybody to be in line, in order.
Actually, can you give us a very, very brief history of how the dachshund breed came about?
Well, we rescued our first dachshund, and he had a brother, a twin brother, who was killed by a car, and he would cry when he would see another dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a joke, we put a sign up in Washington Square, and the first year about 50 dachshunds arrived, and we thought, oh, so we continued doing it, and then I started doing a newsletter. We're now in 15 years, and people, of course, who own dachshunds are fanatic about them.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's become quite a popular event. We have an Oktoberfest in Washington Square Park, usually the first Saturday in October, and we have a spring fiesta towards the middle of April.
Is there a thing where you're trying not to let it be too commercialized? Because it would be so easy.
We don't have any commercial aspect at all.
And you don't want it, I assume.
We don't want any commercial aspect. We don't sell anything there. Sometimes vendors will show up because they know about it, but they're not connected with us. We don't sell food or anything. It's just a social gathering. We try to encourage responsible pet ownership. We don't judge one dog to be better than another. We're into the breed, and of course, if someone wants to bring another breed, they're welcome too. It's open to all, and it's free.
Have you ever had any like problematic moments, like owners fighting or dogs fighting or anything?
Never.
Wow.
Yes, which always surprises me. They just all get along. Dachshunds prefer other dachshunds. Now, what does happen sometimes is, say, a golden retriever will be walking through the park, and maybe 100 dachshunds will surround the retriever and bark at it, which, of course, unnerves the poor retriever because they're a rather gentle-natured dog, you know. And, they're very feisty, as you know, dachshunds. They must have their own way. They're very willful, stubborn, but extremely lovable.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I was actually also asking not just for the history of the Dachshund Festival, but do you know the basic history of how they happened as a breed?
They always had low dog, what they call Bassets, which is low in French. They always had them as hunting dogs from about 1400 on, but around 1750 they standardized the Dachshund in the German Royal Forest, and the reason they did is badgers would dig under the oak trees and they would topple, so of course the princes and the kings didn't want their forest being destroyed, so they had their foresters develop this dog specifically for the purpose of killing badgers.
Huh.
And then over the years, most of them have a very strong hunting instinct. And over the years, though, they started showing them, mostly about 1860, 1870. And Prince Albert gave Queen Victoria two dachshunds when he came over from Belgium to marry her. And called one Dashy, I forget, and they still have descendants of that dachshund in the English royal family. They have corgis and dachshunds, and actually, accidentally, they got together once, so they call it a dorgie.
Yes, I remember hearing about that, the dorgie. Although they're doing all this kind of breeding these days. I just saw, it was over at some friends, and they had a poosh, which is this new thing, a poodle and a shih tzu together, and they're calling that a poosh. It's really cute. But
they're
not a dachshund.
Poodles with a lot of different breeds.
Yeah.
And they all are awfully cute. I like the integrity of a breed. Like, I love poodles just as they are.
Have you ever had, by the way, a show dog dachshund? Or?
Oh, this Waldo that we have, both his parents were at Westminster.
Ooh.
And he's considered quite a beauty. In fact, ever since he's been a puppy, we walk down the street and just people just boo and all over him. We've even had grown men get down on their knees and go, "Oh, what a beautiful little dog." And, of course, he loves all that attention.
Of course.
And
but have you shown him?
No, we decided not to show it because it's a big pain in the neck, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It actually costs a lot of money. People who show dogs don't make any money.
Yeah.
You know, actually, they lose money. They do it for the love of it.
I assume you've seen the Christopher Guest film Best in Show about 20 times. Yeah.
And that does hold true. That's one of the reasons why we're not interested in showing dogs. It gets a little feisty and bitchy, that world. You know, it's very competitive, and we're not into the competitive aspect of it. We're into just the loving the breed.
I was unable to make the fiesta yesterday, but I've been to a couple of them. And there was one where they mentioned that after the actual thing at noon and the singing and walking around, there was also some kind of parade.
It used to be, but the dachshunds wouldn't cooperate. We tried to have a grand march around the fountain, but they would all go in different directions.
Oh.
You can't order a dachshund around.
So true.
There's a website called The Dog That Must Be Obeyed, and it's about the dachshund.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, please.
They're bossy, as you know.
Please tell everybody, by the way, about your website, how they can join the Dachshund Friendship Club, what they get for it.
Go online at www.dachshundfriendshipclub.com. One word, DACHSHUND, friendshipclub.com. And all the information is there.
And what happens is, I think it's $20 a year.
Yes, for the newsletter and to get the notices of various events.
Right. And please understand that if you own a dachshund or a couple of them, there's no fee to go to the Washington Square Park. You don't have to be a member of the Friendship Club to bring your dog.
You don't have to be a member to go to the festival. It's free and open to all.
And which is as it should be. Are there any... Now, do you like it when they have the costumes, or do you just like them the way...
I'm not into it, putting costumes on the dog, but some people are, and it's fun. Occasionally you'll see something very amusing. My dog wouldn't mind it, though. He loves wearing sweaters. I mean, he jumps into his sweaters in the winter.
Oh, ours won't even... They'll start eating at the fabric, and that's it.
Yeah, well, dachshunds do love to chew fabric. That's
yeah.
Blankets particularly.
What is the funniest or the most really unique costume that you've seen in the past 15 years of running the dachshund?
Well, one lady had a leopard skin leotard on her dachshund, and she had a black leather jacket on it and a black leather cap. The dachshund was dressed as a biker. Her name was Lulu.
Lulu.
Yes.
And any others that really stick out in the memory?
One was a ballerina.
Oh, I remember that one, yes.
Yeah, and then one was a clown. And most of them do like to be dressed up, though. Well, a lot of them do, for some reason.
Well,
actually, we did once take our last dog to Wigstock, which is a festival in New York City, dressed as Marlene Dietrich.
How do you dress it as Marlene Dietrich?
Well, we put a little blonde wig on him and a little tiny top hat and a sort of lace skirt.
Okay.
And Bill Cunningham took his photograph from the New York Times.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was a fun year.
Wow.
But they've brought a lot of pleasure and a lot of love to our lives.
And I almost don't even want to ask this question, but I kind of do. I mean, our dogs are still in that range that yours is. Yours is 5.5. One of ours is close to 6. I mean, you've also gotten over the law. How do you get over the loss of a dog?
Well, you know, there's a good book called The Loss of a Pet by Dr. Oh, anyway, just think of the loss of a pet. And, well, you know, you have to honor the pet just the way you would a friend or a human or a relative. Perhaps have a little memorial service, send a notice to your friends. Actually, when we lost our last dog, we got more condolence cards than we did for any of my parents.
Hmm.
And dogs, our relationship with dogs is different than even with humans, you know. It goes on such a deep level, you know, and there's usually no conflict. So it's all about unconditional love. And so when they go, it is difficult. And luckily, the dachshund is one of the longest-lived of all breeds. In fact, the longest, 8 out of the 10 longest-lived dogs have been dachshunds.
And those would go between, what, 15 and 17 years?
Oh, no, between 20 and 25.
What?
Yes.
I've never, I mean, but the average age, I assume, is in the 14 to...
The average age is 15 to 18.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, and I've seen dachshunds go completely. The whole body goes white and gray. And I did meet a 21-year-old dachshund up in Carl Schurz Park. Had no teeth, had yellowish eyes, but he was otherwise very robust.
He had all his faculties otherwise.
Yes.
Oh, you know, and it's been great talking to you, Adrian Milton. Remember, everybody, dachshundfriendshipclub.org. .com
right.
On the internet, forgive me. And that's also the place where you can hear the melody for, and I think you even do have a song up there.
Oh, yes.
On the internet of the Doc's
song. We have a link to where you can sing it, or hear it.
The Doc's song. Who wrote that? What, you didn't write that.
No, Paul DeVries and Murray Weinstock wrote that.
Now, I played the song already once. I'm going to play it also at the end of the show, but I'm going to play it now,
okay.
And I'm going to encourage you, if you want to sing along, and then that's how we'll end the segment. Are you up for it?
I'll try.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adrian Milton on Dave's Gone by the founder of the Dachshund Friendship Club, singing with all of us, and I will sing. I'll try. I'll do my best to sing
along too.
The Dachshund. Thanks, by the way, Adrian, for coming in the neighborhood.
Yes, Dave, it's great.